age, I am still just a rat in a cage. And someone will say, what is lost can never be saved. Despite all my rage, I am still just a rat in a cage.
Live 95, Coleman's Independent Radio. We are WRJMLP Coleman. Music there from the Smashing Pumpkins. You won't hear that on any other country Coleman station. That was called Bullet with Butterfly Rings. Before that, some other music you will not hear in Coleman on any other station. Depeche Mode, some Keisha. Before that, even some Bob Dylan, Doobie Brothers, and music from the Police. It's 4 o'clock on a Tuesday. You know what that means. Time now for Coleman's Independent Radio show, all about sports, called Sports Talk Live. This show is brought to you in part by People's Bank. If there's something that, something like a sponsorship that you would like to do, let us know. You can email us at studio@live95coleman.com. And here are your hosts, Jason Spiegel and Ronnie Barnes.
Thank you, Jay, and welcome everyone back to another edition of Sports Talk Live. Ronnie, how was the weekend?
Had a great weekend. Didn't do, you know, a whole lot, just relaxed and did a little of work around the house and watched a little golf, that kind of thing. What about you? I think you were out of town, weren't you?
Yeah, we took a short trip to Chattanooga and visited the aquarium, both the aquariums, and got to see the fireworks for the lookout, stayed right across the road. A good weekend, a short weekend, but a good weekend.
That's a good trip, you know, just about an hour and a half, or no, it's a little more than that. It's probably 2.5.
Yeah, as long as the state troopers are not around.
Chattanooga's a nice, short getaway there. Did you go to the baseball game or you just watched the fireworks?
Just watched the fireworks. We had some other things planned. Didn't make the baseball game, but did get to see the fireworks from our patio and actually ran into Cody and Leah Harris in the aquarium.
Wow.
Somebody kept whistling at us, and I knew it had to be somebody we knew or somebody blind if they were whistling at me.
Yeah.
But anyway, I heard a Roll Tide, turned around, and
it was
Cody and Leah and Whitlin, I think.
Yes, a little boy.
Little boy's name.
Well, at least you got a Roll Tide. That made your trip. That was worth the drive to Chattanooga to
get
that.
One thing was evident in Chattanooga, college football is in the air everywhere.
Everywhere? Even with the UTC mocks?
Yeah. It don't matter where you're at. College football just around the corner, and I think everybody is waiting, holding their breath till the kickoff. And speaking of kickoffs, Thursday night, the 28th, we will be at Grumpy's that night.
That's right.
But if you are at home with DirecTV, you will be able to see the SEC Network.
So they have worked out a deal.
They signed a deal. Read yesterday morning they were close. By yesterday afternoon, the deal had been made, which brings the SEC Network to 87 million homes. Now, that's not just DirecTV, but
yeah,
all the big boys are in now, I think, with the exception of Charter. I think you said was still out.
Charter is still out, so I have Charter.
You're a Charter customer.
I'm a Charter customer.
Hey, get on the phone, baby.
Exactly. Hey, you must have been the voice there, or the thorn in the side of DirecTV.
I was a thorn in the
you
side.
You was the...
I did notice they started billing me for my NFL package already.
Already?
Which ran my DirecTV bill up to $152 a month. So
you're going to have to take on a second job.
I'll have to get a loan to pay it.
That's because they started preseason football, you know, the NFL.
Oh, yeah. You know, one game already under
the belt.
More Hall games of, Thursday night.
Yeah, the Hall of Fame game. Giants and the Buffalo Bills.
Oh, man.
I didn't watch much of it.
It's going to have to cool off. To be honest, I watched Zero.
Zero, okay.
You told me it was on.
I sent
me a text that night, but I think my wife had already got into a movie. And
oh, well.
rather than get dog up and channel. Spend that.
Were you watching the dog channel? I noticed one of Auburn's former players is a Worley, offensive lineman for the New York Giants.
You know, I'm another happy DirecTV customer, and just to pass this along, I think I noticed the dog channel is getting another free preview the next week or two, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
Tell that to your dogs.
Write that down, everyone. The dog channel will be free.
Free.
For a while.
Well, there'll be a lot of people DVRing that, won't they?
Now, I also have to admit that I have not watched any television in the last week because I've been following up. Jason knows this. He saw it on Facebook on House of Cards, so I've been cuddled away in my basement with a nice air conditioner on, and I finished that up and just went upstairs and turned on my satellite receiver, and there you go, dog channel, free preview.
Boy, it's like heaven on earth.
Yeah.
Ronnie, I know you said you were able to take in Goff and McIlroy once again.
I did. He is on a roll, is he not? Won the British Open last week. Hey, I wonder if his dad made him money off of this one.
I think he's done collected all he can collect.
Well, and how much was it he collected? 300-something thousand?
Yeah, 360.
60-something thousand off of him winning the British Open?
Yeah.
Made a bet when he was 15 years old.
That's not bad money.
No.
On, what was it, $683 or somewhere
yes,
in there?
Yes, yes. But, yeah, I watched I watched all of the final round. I didn't watch much of it Saturday, but I did watch all the final round. And McIlroy, from the first tee box, he just commenced to thrashing Sergio. And I like Sergio Garcia.
And it looked like he was pretty much out of it after the second round especially. But round three, he started to come back. And then Sunday, he just finished it off.
Oh, he smoked him.
Sergio Garcia coming in second, minus two.
You know, I wonder at what point in time did Sergio, even though he is a great professional golfer, did he just honestly realize and be willing to accept the fact that I am not going to win this golf tournament?
I wonder where that started. His face early Sunday.
It was real early because I think McIlroy, basically he went about like birdie, birdie, birdie right off the bat. I mean, after three or four holes, he was down three and he was up one.
Oh, yeah, it went in a hurry. And speaking of birdies, Phil Mickelson broke the record for the number of birdies.
He had a outstanding
round. He was on fire, but it was day late and a dollar short.
It was just like throwing, you know, what's that old dart game you remember we used to play out in the backyard? It had the ring. You know,
yeah, lawn darts.
Lawn darts, okay.
Which was outlawed because of crazy people.
It was outlawed. You can't get that stuff anymore?
You can't get that game anywhere. If you get it now, I think it's made with a weighted end with foam or something on the end.
Oh, it didn't have a dart.
We're in a sissy world.
Oh,
and
my
we'll talk about
you
that.
You can't
more
even play lawn darts anymore?
Too many people getting hit in the top of the head.
What kind of country do we live in? We can't play lawn darts.
Hey, Ronnie, an exciting announcement. I want to go ahead and make it before I forget it. Dan Vasta, not sure why, to ask him Thursday.
Yes.
With Campus Insider, has agreed to join us each Thursday at 4:45 p.m. Give a national look at college football.
Well, and that is a huge what hit for us.
Oh,
or,
no,
you know,
doubt about it.
Campus Insider, you know, if you follow sports at all, you're going to be familiar with Campus Insider.
Those of you listening that don't know anything about Campus Insider, check it out on the website campusinsider.com, and look for Dan. He's got articles on there. He does national radio programs and has actually been on TV within the last couple of years. And he could appear once again this year, but glad to have him on.
Oh, that is great. And he's based out of, did you say Chicago?
I'm thinking it's Chicago.
I think it's Chicago.
But they're nationwide, so
yeah.
I'm not sure if I got that correct.
Well, that is great. Hey, folks, pass the word, too, along about, you know, each Thursday around, we're hoping around 4:45. If you can't tune in before then, try to get on at 4:45 for that segment.
We have emailed back and forth about it, and it makes you feel good when you've got somebody that has to get the time and the date because to work it in with other radio programs that he's already on.
Is that not cool?
This is someone like Jots in Birmingham would get. I mean, hey.
Sure.
This is one of the top guys, and he will be on with us 4:45 Thursday. I'm hoping to get him each Thursday during the football season.
You may have heard Jay in the back screaming, we're better than Jocks in Birmingham.
Got a little way to go, but
we're working. We're on the move. We're like, what was the theme song, you know, to Good Times? Or was it?
Moving On Up.
Moving On Up.
George
no,
Jefferson.
That was the Jeffersons.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the Jeffersons.
Oh, suspensions in the air, Ronnie.
No, you have got to be kidding me. More of those?
Coach Miles on has announced once again that Nick Marshall will be, I don't know how long he will sit out, but he won't start the first game. And Nick Saban has suspended three more.
He sure has.
For the University of Alabama, I think bringing the total to six for Alabama.
I believe that's right. And I think those three, they either all were starters or they were all big contributors. They played a lot. Yeah. But I know that I think it's Brandon Ivory was a starting defensive lineman. Yeah,
Brandon Ivory, Jaron Reed, and Tim Williams. Reed and Ivory, as you said, were projected starters.
Yeah.
Williams, I think he had a way to go, but who knows, he may have been a starter, but they won't be starting now.
Yeah.
In fact, no word on when they will be allowed to practice or even be back on the team.
So. And no idea of what happened,
the
as far as
line,
I know.
Violation of team rules.
The patented response. And that's good. You know, it everybody doesn't need to know what a kid gets into.
It's
really none of our business.
Well, when our kids at home get in trouble, we don't tell everybody. We may tell
a few people,
but we don't announce it nationally what they got into.
Exactly.
Auburn basketball. We're going to go over there a few quick announcements before we get into anything in depth. Auburn basketball. Bruce Pearl has scheduled Colorado to start at midnight as part of the ESPN Marathon of Basketball. Ronnie, Auburn, a new look for basketball.
Auburn against Colorado at midnight.
At midnight, our time.
Are they playing in Auburn?
They're
playing
Colorado.
In Colorado. Okay.
So that should be interesting. Bruce Pearl, I think, going to bring the Auburn team. I'm not going to say he's going to take them to the Final Four, but I think within 2 years they're in the playoffs.
I agree they'll be back in the tournament. That is a great hire for Auburn and a disappointment for Anthony Grant and University of Alabama.
How long will Alabama patience last?
About one more.
One more? Which they went one more already than I thought
that's
they
right.
would.
I think
if you don't get the W, the road is your home.
Yes, it is. Get the U-Haul its own line.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're paying, you know, and when you're paying people millions of dollars, you got to produce. You
that's
know?
Right.
And if you're not winning, you know, it's not like we're local high school teams here where you just play whoever is enrolled in your school, you know. At the college level, you know, you picked them.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you
if you're not winning,
win
you know, you picked them. You know, you need to win with them or find somebody else that can.
But his fans have come up with excuse after excuse after excuse, and, you know, it's time the excuses ran out. It's either put the wins in the column or it's time to go.
I agree. And it seems like when you see them play, they never have enough scholarship players. That I don't understand.
What happened to shooters?
They must not. They're not in the state of Alabama, or they don't attend college in the state of Alabama.
Hey, hearing the music, so it's time for a break. We'll be right back, and we're going to talk a little bit more in depth about the suspensions and other things coming up. We'll be right back.
Waiter! Waiter! Phil, did you ever see such poor service? I'm going to call the manager.
Take it easy, Walt. What's mostly wrong is your grouch.
I'm sorry, Phil, but my digestion is so upset.
What you may need for your poor digestion is something that works after nature's own order. Try Carter's Little Liver Pills.
Good advice. When your digestion is upset and you feel headachy and irritable, take Carter's Little Liver Pills. You see, each day, nature normally produces about 2 pints of a vital digestive juice to help digest your food. If nature fails, your food may remain undigested, leaving you headachy and irritable. To feel cheerful and happy again, take Carter's Little Liver Pills. They increase the flow of this vital digestive juice quickly, often in as little as 30 minutes, and you're on the road to feeling better. Don't depend on artificial aids to counteract indigestion when Carter's Little Liver Pills aid digestion after nature's own order. Take Carter's Little Liver Pills as directed. Get them at any drugstore, only 25 cents.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Floors, doors, walls, halls, white sidewall tires and old golf balls.
Sinks, stoves, bathtubs he'll do. He'll even help clean laundry too.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute.
Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it.
Can he clean a kitchen?
kitchen sink.
Quicker than a wink.
Can he clean a window sash?
Faster than a flash.
Can he clean a dirty mirror?
He'll make it bright and clearer.
Can he clean a diamond ring?
Mr. Clean cleans anything.
Mr. Clean gets rid of dirt and grime and grease in just a minute. Mr. Clean will clean your whole house and everything that's in it. Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Hey, Columbus, we can't turn back without an order from you.
I'm not talking while the flavor lasts.
What are you chewing?
Peach nut gum.
We could be in for a long voyage.
.417 Welcome back to Sports Talk Live. The telephone number 256-737-9951. Anytime you got anything on your mind, just give us a call. Hey, we're sitting here ready to talk. Ronnie, talking about the suspensions with Nick Marshall, definite time was given on the length of how long he's going to sit out. The only thing it said is he won't start the first game. What do you see?
I would guess probably they're going to win the football game anyway. You know,
hopefully
anyway. Maybe first quarter. I think it'll be more than a first series. If you're only going to do a series, then don't even do it at all. I mean, then you really make some joke out of it. And I don't really, you know, I was thinking about this earlier today, Jess, and I know college coaches, they're under tremendous pressure to win. I got that. Their salaries are, you know, they're quite large, most of them, but hey, I'm not saying they don't deserve it. I'm just saying with that salary comes a whole lot of pressure. So I understand why, you know, they suspend maybe a quarter or a half, but you know, look, if you're caught, you're doing something illegal, whether it's public intoxication, whether it's a DUI, which that's serious stuff, whether you're caught with marijuana, why can't it just at least be a game instead of a quarter or a half?
I made the statement today. I think it depends on how Auburn's doing. If Auburn comes out, Johnson is on fire, and they're handling Arkansas with no problem, he may sit the whole game. But if the game's in doubt, I think he comes back in pretty quick.
Yeah. And why do you think
millions?
Why do you think that
millions
is?
Of reasons.
Millions. I think you hit it right on the head. Just millions of reasons. There's so much intense pressure to win.
And I would like to say that if I was in that situation, you know, I would sit him at least for a game. But, you know, when I start looking at the bank account, if I'm in need, I'd probably put him back in.
Because I got to put groceries on the table, you know.
But it's my opinion, and I may be proven wrong, he's not a lot better than Auburn's backup, Jeremy Johnson.
Right.
Jeremy Johnson is a version of Cam Newton, a slower version of Cam Newton.
Yeah, he's about 6'5", 230-ish, I guess.
He is an athlete. Yeah. I watched him play Western Carolina, which, take in consideration, Western Carolina.
Take what you get.
But, wow.
Right.
He's the real thing, and I don't think we're going to be hurting with him behind center.
Right. I just don't understand. If you're going to suspend them, suspend them.
You know, you brought up coaches' salaries. Nick Saban, top of the pay chain at $5,545,000. So that's a lot of reasons to win.
That's
football.
That's a lot of reasons to win, and a lot of reasons that you have won about 12 a year for the last 6 years, you know.
And Gus Malzahn on the other side of the state goes from living in a single wide trailer, teacher salary with a coaching supplement.
Oh, that's
that
big.
That's
big money at high school level.
To now, $3.5 million, I think.
3.5.
With a guaranteed, I think, $250,000.
He can get a double wide now.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of a single, he can get a double wide and take the tires off of it. He can put some underpinning under it.
First class.
Oh, that's right. Give him a little garage, you know, a little shelter outside, park his vehicle under.
He may fix the roof on it.
Get a little tar. Put your tire up there to hold it down.
Auburn, Alabama, not the only ones with problems with the players. I think Missouri having their own problems.
Yes, they are. And they got rid of Dorrell Beckham. They kicked him off the team, probably without any doubt the best receiver in the Southeastern Conference. Five-star recruit. Great, great, phenomenal talent who's going to be – you'll be watching him play on Sundays. But he was dismissed. from the team. He had been in, you know, some problems, and they had suspended him before. This one, and the thing that the part of this that's kind of iffy is he has not been charged with any crime.
Now, wait a minute. He's been already suspended from the team and yet to be charged.
That's right. He has not been officially charged. This last episode that got him dismissed apparently had to do with a domestic issue with a girlfriend and one of her friends or something. And supposedly the girlfriend has begged the other girl not to press charges against him, so and so and so
and so. But now in the NFL, that's only a two-game suspension.
That's only a two-game suspension. That's it. But I think, you know, he had some other issues where he had been suspended previously, you know, at Missouri. You know, Pinkel, I think that's the head coach. I guess he was, you know, basically told him, said, look, you know, one more time and you're gone. And the one more time came, and Beckham is gone. Now, the ironic thing there, we've talked a little bit about, you have Bob Stoops at the University of Oklahoma who is immediately trying to get him to be eligible. He's petitioning the NCAA for him to be eligible right away.
So what grounds is he using? I know there has to be something. What grounds is he using to get that?
Well, they have what they call a runoff waiver, which basically means, you know, if a coach just dislikes a player and he really didn't do anything to be kicked off the team and, you know, he kicks him off anyway, then another college, another school can pick him up and they can petition the NCAA for him to be eligible immediately if it's a runoff, it's called a runoff waiver.
Which, if he is a five-star athlete, probably not going to happen a lot.
No, it's not going to happen a lot. So, but anyway, Oklahoma is petitioning the NCAA, trying to get them to instate him and or reinstate him and let him be able to play immediately at Oklahoma. Don't think any of that's going to happen. I can't see the NCAA doing that.
I don't see it happening either. And even if it does, with the speed of the NCAA, it'll be 3 or 4 years down the road before they decide anything.
They're still investigating the counter. Yeah, he'll probably retire from the NFL before they make a decision on that. But that is, you know, that's in the works there with Oklahoma. And it doesn't come as any shock that Oklahoma only has about one returning receiver. So, you know.
But
Stoops
again,
is all over this. Trying
millions
to get
of reasons for Stoops. And I'm not a Stoops fan. You know that. And everybody
right.
that listens
right.
knows I'm far.
No, I'm not either. I don't care.
But
anything.
You can see his reasoning behind trying to go after him.
Well, sure.
I mean, if you want to win games.
Hey, this guy was probably the best receiver in the SEC, and I know one of the top two or three, four in the country.
Look what a player that was booted off the Florida Gators team did for Auburn.
That's
and
right.
Cam Newton.
You know, and you, you know, and the flip side of that is, hey, you know, they're young kids. They're away from home. They're going to make mistakes. You know, let's give them another opportunity. Let's give them another chance, you know, to turn it around and do something productive. And like you said, Cam Newton is a prime example of that. He got in some trouble, you know, while he was in college, kind of followed him. Whether he was directly involved or not, that's beside the point. But now he's, you know, with the Carolina Panthers, and he's just doing a great job, not just on the field, but off the field.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's a community guy, and he's, you know, they had that segment on, he had the young boy on there that had I don't know if he had cancer or what it was, and he spent the day with Cam at practice, and it was a good clip.
Yeah, I think Cam has, I don't know if you could say turned his life around, but maybe turned over a new leaf. As you said, trouble did seem to follow him. But, you know, the Cam thing from Florida, one time, he was guilty of one thing. No doubt he was guilty. He gets the boot. Unlike what apparently is happening in Missouri, the Michael Dyer situation at Auburn when he was booted from the team, Gus takes him on at Arkansas
right.
State.
And that didn't.
No, he don't last. No, now I think he's at Louisville.
That's right.
And so who knows? He may finish out and he may be gone.
You know, yeah. Maybe he's, you know, seen the light. Maybe he's turned the page. Maybe he's matured and, you know, can be productive for the Cardinals and then maybe a pro career because he's a talent.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah. He was the difference in the national championship
sure.
game. The knee not going down and the
sure.
run continuation and Ronnie, talking about suspensions, did I understand you, and correct me if I'm wrong, earlier today tell me that the NCAA is looking into policing the suspension, players' suspensions?
They're not really per se looking into it. Just some of the talking heads had said, had tossed around the idea of saying, hey, what do you think about the NCAA taking on the role of determining what player punishment will be, and basically taking that out of the hands of the coaches and the university. It's kind of like the NFL, you know, Roger Goodell, who basically rules with an iron hand. He's kind of the Supreme Court of the NFL. So that was some of the talk, was saying that the NFL would determine, I'm sorry, the NCAA would determine what the punishment would be. Case in point, Nick Marshall, or the six kids from the University of Alabama. It wouldn't be left up necessarily to Coach Saban and Coach Malzahn to determine what these kids' punishment is going to be. It's going to be left up to the NCAA. Now, my question is, do you think that's feasible? Do you think that's possible?
Not at all.
How could it work? Why wouldn't it work? And, you know, hey, if there's folks out there that's listening to this part, when we're talking about the NCAA and maybe becoming they're already the governing body, but they're going to hand out discipline now, give us a call, 737-9951. Tell us what you think about this situation. So, Jason, go ahead and tell me.
They can't handle what they've got. I mean, the NCAA has proven, much like the federal government, anything
the
they
IRS.
Get their hands, yeah, anything they get their hands in is a mess.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I don't think it would. You know, that it would ever work. It sounds good in theory. If you have a kid, okay, here's the way it is. If you get a DUI, it's going to cost you, I'm making this up. If you're a college kid and you get a DUI, it's going to cost you 4 games, let's just say. If you get caught with marijuana, it's going to cost you another player 4 games. That all sounds good and it sounds easy. You know, it's clear cut. There's no leeway one way or another. But when you're talking about the legal system, what if a kid who gets caught with a DUI pleads down to a lesser charge?
Right. Circumstances are always different.
That's right. That's why I don't think you can take it out of the hands of the coaches, because they need to look at each individual case and handle it appropriately. I don't think you can do that I don't think that's possible if the NCAA is involved.
Would you want people punishing your two boys? Hey, I'm going to go report to them what Eric and Wesley have done.
Right.
And they're going to tell me the punishment.
Yeah.
No, that ain't going to work.
Taking it off.
That ain't going to work in
my house. No, that's not exactly. that's not going to work at the house. You got that right. So that was just one of the things that's been tossed around. I'd love to hear what other folks think about the NCAA and taking over basically the discipline role when kids get in trouble. Hey, Jason, here's another one. Let's just say this, make this up. That there is a domestic issue, and a young lady says that a guy, you know, beat her up, hit her, knocked her down, whatever, hurt her physically. What if she's lying?
Oh yeah.
She's still going to go to the police and make out a report, and they're going to issue a warrant, and he's going to be arrested for domestic violence. So are you automatically going to suspend that kid for, you know, I don't know however long you want to
take a look at the Jameis Winston situation before last season.
You got it.
And, I mean, people have varying opinions. Some people think, yeah, he's guilty. Some, well, he was framed or whatever.
Right.
But, again, who knows? So
yeah, but would you want the NCAA stepping in and saying, well, you've been charged with this, so this is going to cost you, you know, an entire season.
And not only are we talking about kids, we are talking about future generations, because of the living that these kids, some of them will make in the NFL, but
that's right.
If one of these charges are handed down, they're suspended, that future may not be there anymore.
Oh, no. And you are exactly correct. If, you know, that it would affect many generations on down the line.
You know, we talked about it one time. Nick Saban said, and I hate to quote Nick Saban,
I know,
but Nick Saban said that he had never kicked anyone off the team that amounted to anything.
Yeah, I know. That was pretty, you know, that is a bold, I don't know if he was referring to never amounted to anything as a player anywhere else, or
he needed to clarify.
Yeah,
because I took it as he never amounted to anything,
period.
Yeah.
You know, whether, you know, he's...
No, he's dirt road.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he's not doing anything productive with his life in any shape, form, or or fashion. So, but that's just some of the talk from the about the NCAA. I don't. In theory, does it sound good? Yes. Is it going to be able to be managed and be able to handle properly? No, because you got to look at each individual case.
Hey, Ronnie, you know what sounds good?
What's that?
When that money song comes on.
Oh, are we Mulan again today?
We're Mulan again. We got about 3 or 4 minutes before the next break.
Wow.
And when we come back, we're going to give the first clue to
First clue for the
Bank. Where's Moolah?
Moolah. Now, that was, and it was also found last.
And we did have a winner. Y'all need to announce that.
Yes, you do.
Lewis Shelton is our winner. Cindy, don't know if she would have found it or not, but my money would have been on her.
Yeah, how could you bet against
her? Lewis actually called me before I left the station Thursday afternoon.
Wow.
And had
taken the
clues and already found the money or the envelope.
Yeah.
And I think he's claiming the money this afternoon.
He was all over that then, wasn't he?
So, Lewis, if you're listening, thank People's Bank for the money and the sponsorship of that segment. And folks, more clues are coming up to this week's Where's Moolah.
Wow.
And once again, Ronnie, you can't hunt it.
I can't hunt it. Man, that's sad. I need the money.
Yeah. Yeah. I know where it's at, but I'm not sure I could find it.
You're not sure you can find it?
Sure,
the challenge is on, huh?
So Cindy, if you're listening, I'm dropping the gauntlet now. The challenge is laid.
Oh,
man.
How much is it?
$50 this week.
$50 this week.
$50
okay.
This week. We're going to bounce back and forth between $50 and
$100. Wow.
Easy money. You think Nick Saban would be out hunting at $50?
He wouldn't be out hunting if it's $50,000.
Okay, folks, we're going to be heading to a break. The number, once again, 256-737-9951. If you want to talk about suspensions, Auburn, Alabama, just anything you got on your mind or whatever, give us a call. We'll be right back after this.
At any drugstore. See what a surprise you get the first time you use it. We believe you'll never again return to ordinary, less effective ways of cleaning your teeth.
Did a headache spoil a day for you? Are you still feeling a little miserable and upset? Well, of course, it would have been wise to take Alka-Seltzer at work earlier in the day. But don't wait now. Take it right away. And next time, remember that Alka-Seltzer is first aid for relief from headaches. Alka-Seltzer is easy to take. Pleasant tasting, too. Here's all you do. Dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, then drink it. Since Alka-Seltzer is a solution when you take it, the pain-relieving analgesic sodium acetyl salicylate is ready to go right to work. And say, that fizz that creates thousands of sparkling bubbles gives speed to Alka-Seltzer's relief-giving qualities. Yes, it gets there fast to give fast relief. So remember, first aid for relief from headache is Alka-Seltzer.
I know you're going to be mighty busy during the next 5 days, friends, and I also know that you don't want to wake up Christmas morning with a cold. But have you noticed Old Man Cold is really making the rounds? Let's hope he doesn't catch up with you. However, if you should feel a cold coming on, remember Alka-Seltzer. Yes, remember and try Alka-Seltzer for fast relief from much of your cold distress. Here's the ABC cold comfort treatment. A, Alka-Seltzer. B, be wise. Beware of drafts, be careful of your diet, and be sure you dress sensibly and try to get more rest than usual. And C stands for comfort. The comfort an Alka-Seltzer gargle can give a sore throat caused by a cold. Well, there it is, friends. Alka-Seltzer's ABC cold comfort treatment, as easy as ABC to follow and really effective. Just try it and see for yourself. Remember, when you begin to sniffle and sneeze, start Alka-Seltzer's ABCs. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore and say better buy that extra package, too. That's the wisest thing to do.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, 436, make it 437, right as I said it, on a Tuesday afternoon, and it's time for Where's Moolah?
Where's Moolah? Time to make a little cash.
Presented by People's Bank, a proud sponsor of this segment. And, Ronnie, we're going to kick off with one clue, give another one before the show's over, and keep our fingers crossed that it takes a little effort to find it.
We're going with two clues today.
Two clues today.
This is just free money. Don't have to report this to the, you know, income tag. Don't have to turn the IRS.
Stick it in your pocket.
Stick it in your pocket. That's right.
Clue number one to where Moolah is hiding out. If you are looking, you might look in one of the tallest buildings in that area. I'm not going to say what area, but right. You might look in
the tallest building in that area.
Or I said in, didn't I? Okay, let me
rephrase
that. You might look on or in one of the tallest buildings in that area.
That's broad,
but we do know it's in one of the taller buildings.
Right.
So it takes out the little buildings.
Takes out the little bitty ones. Well, I guess Cindy's got that written down.
She's already on her way.
Already on her way. Hey, get out there and hunt after the moolah.
That's right.
Have some fun. Get some folks together and go see if you can find it.
And there is actually several people hunting it. You know, you talked about didn't know how many people were hunting it and so forth, but there. The more I've talked about it, the more I've learned that there is several people hunting it. So,
sweet.
Listen to the clues, get out there and find it. As Ronnie said, free money, stick it in your pocket.
And speaking of free, Jason, let's touch on this. Go piggybacking off of Moolah, we're going to be at Grumpy's.
Oh, can't wait.
Looking on August the 28th. August the 28th, which is the Thursday, is that right? Before college football kicks off that Saturday.
That will be Texas A&M, South Carolina on the SEC
network. Well, that'll be a good one right there.
Grumpy should have a good crowd, and we're hoping people will come out and visit us, say hello. There'll be some freebies to give away.
Great.
Always great food at Grumpy's, and we're going to have a great time.
Yeah, you got that. I know that's out on the show's Facebook, and it's on your Facebook. So, hey, folks, if you're not tied up on August the 28th, please come to Grumpy's. Come by and see us. Like Jason said, we got some freebies and get some good food. Boy, and like I said last week, my favorite thing at Grumpy's was always that pretzel salad.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
after
man.
You told me what it was.
Uh-huh. I guarantee you, Kathy knows what it is.
Oh, yeah. She's made it before. Hey, Eddie Gwynn, if you're listening, write that down, August 28th. You've been our most regular caller, so we'd like to get you on the air that night and argue a little Auburn, Alabama football.
Exactly. So. At Grumpy's. Hey,
let's
Jason.
Give that clue one more time,
okay,
Ronnie.
Go ahead.
And once again, this is sponsored by People's Bank. If you are looking, you might look in or on one of the tallest buildings in that area. All right, go ahead, Ronnie.
All right. As we talked a little bit last week, they had released the top 100 players, or they hadn't released them all by the time.
I figured it out, Jason.
Where's it at?
you done climbed the transmitter tower over here, didn't you?
That's it. And anybody willing to climb it, I'll double that thing.
Especially if there's a thunderstorm.
Yeah.
No comment.
Yeah, I heard that. Last week, they were doing the top 100 players in the country. So we're just going to start with the top 20. I will tell you this, Nick Marshall is not in the top 20.
Not in the top 20.
No, he was.
You think Mary Jane got him knocked out?
Nick Marshall was number 22.
22.
Yeah, and again, these things don't really make mean
that's
anything.
Right. Somebody like me and you said,
yeah, exactly. Somebody with nothing better to do with their life, you know, which that's yeah. Sad.
But what does that say for us? We're sitting here talking about it.
Hey, well, we're reporting what other people are, what other people have nothing better to do. We've already put in a day's work.
Yeah,
that is their day's work. So number 19 is Landon Collins. That's the junior defensive back from the Crimson Tide. Number 19.
Wait a minute. Landon, you're going to give me a defensive back from Alabama over Nick Marshall?
Yeah. I'm going to give you something else here in just a
minute. Tell me one record he's broke. Can't name one.
No.
Okay.
There's
go
not
on.
One. All I can tell you is he will be a junior. He had 69 tackles last year, 4 for a loss, 2 interceptions, 2 quarterback hurries, and 2 fumble recoveries.
Nick Marshall completed a pass to himself for a touchdown last year.
That ought to get you in the top 10 right there, shouldn't it? That's some speed right there. You throw it and go catch it. That's somebody with a set of wheels on. All right, number 19, again, Landon Collins from University of Alabama. That may be all in that. Nope. Number 14 is T.J. Yeldon, Alabama running back, junior.
Had
1,200 yards last year.
Mr. Saban make this list out?
No, he did not make this list out. He didn't. You notice I haven't called any Auburn players?
I noticed that.
Okay. And now we're down to the top 10.
And it's filled with Auburn. 8 of the 10 is Auburn players.
Only in your mind. You're having a dream sitting over there. All right, let's look at these if I can get it to scroll. Take just a second. We're going to call these out as we go. Number 9. Good grief, what a name.
Aloma.
I don't know how you pronounce it. Defensive back from Oregon. Number 9. That was a tie for number 9. Number 9, another tie. Vic Beasley, defensive end from Clemson. Number 8, you're going to like this one. Amari Cooper, wide receiver, University of Alabama. Now, he's the real deal.
Imagine that.
He's a real
deal. Three.
Yeah.
Yeah, he may be the real deal.
He's a real
deal. Nick Marshall's the real deal.
Number 7, Bryce Petty, quarterback from Baylor.
No.
Number 5, Braxton Miller, quarterback.
Killing me.
Ohio State University. Coming in also tied for 5th is Melvin Gordon, running back from Wisconsin. Number 4, Shalik Calhoun, Michigan State defensive end. You never heard of him, have you?
No.
I figure you did. Number 3, well-deserved, Todd Gurley, running back, Georgia. There's your real deal.
Oh, yeah. I have no argument with him.
You know who the top 2 would be?
I have no idea.
Oh, sure you
do. The way
do.
This list is, I have
you
no idea.
You know who
idea.
The number 1 is.
No, if it's not Nick Marshall, I have no idea.
It is not Nick Marshall. Number 2 is Marcus Mariota, quarterback, Oregon, junior, and he can play. And the number 1 pick from Florida State.
Oh, I forgot about Famous Jameis.
Jameis Winston, number 1, rated as the number 1 college football player. Redshirt sophomore from Birmingham, Alabama.
Does Jameis go after this year? Is this it?
He's gone.
That's what I think.
Oh, yeah, there's no question. And, you know, is he gone NFL or is he gone for baseball? He's a great baseball player.
But I think
NFL?
The money is going to be so high in the NFL, he can't turn it down.
Well,
he'll be able to buy seafood and all the things that he needs.
He'll be able to buy that seafood from Publix, won't he? How do you walk out of there and forget to pay when that stuff's frozen and as cold as it is? Come on. Now, I could see you might could walk out with a candy bar.
Right.
That's possible.
But not
or a pack of bubble gum, you know?
Yeah.
Or a can of pork and beans, maybe. But to walk out with a frozen sack full of, I don't know, some kind of seafood. What was it? Crab legs?
Yeah,
or
crab
some,
legs.
Crab legs. How do you forget that?
I don't
that?
Even know how you hide crab legs.
I don't either.
But, Famous Jameis done it.
Yeah. We just forgot to pay.
Yeah, just forgot it.
Yeah.
Talking about people being in trouble, okay. We seem to be on that subject today. What about Dustin Johnson, PGA?
Dustin Johnson, a great, tremendous talent, can knock the cover. I would say all can, but he can crush the golf ball. Won a lot, several tournaments. I remember a couple years ago he was right there at the U.S. Open and made a mistake.
You told me something last week I didn't know about his – was it his marriage or his fiancée?
His fiancée is
Gretzky.
Wayne Gretzky's daughter, yeah. He's tested positive now for the third time for drugs. I think it may have been marijuana once and cocaine twice. So his season is over. He's taking 6 months off, and he's got to get some help.
Is that self-imposed?
Yeah, I think this was self-imposed, but you know, it was either self-imposed or you know, the part of the PGA was going to do it for him. But he there's no question this guy needs some help.
Well, tell me something about golf. You're a golfer.
Yeah.
And Tiger, the world champ, at stopping, delaying the game because somebody snaps a picture or somebody sneezes or coughs.
Yeah.
Why is golf like that? I mean, basketball, somebody shooting a game-winning free shot.
People
are behind the goal, waving their hands and stomping the bleachers.
I know.
Football, same thing.
Same thing. Every golf. Sport. What about soccer?
Oh, yeah.
Good
but
grief.
But golf,
silence.
You can't say anything.
Nothing.
I think they need to add the distractions to the game. Make it more exciting.
It would be more exciting. You know, I don't know why. I guess it's just the history and the way the game's always been set up. But you got, you know, all the, with the swing and the backswing and the downswing and all the moving parts. And if that gets off just a fraction, you got, well, you know, and here, the thing, Jason, that scares me to death, as much as I'd love to play in an event like that, like a pro-am, I'd be afraid to. Because there's thousands of people. They're just lined up down that fairway.
I'm going to bean somebody.
I'm going to kill somebody.
If I hit it.
I'm going to hit it, but I'm going to hit somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd be scared to death. So if they need to be quiet to keep from getting somebody killed, I'm all for it. Did you see Sergio hit the lady? She had her ring, like an engagement ring. She had a big old diamond, knocked the diamond out of it.
Sergio is
Garcia,
the
professor.
I think it would add to the game. If somebody gets hurt,
so if you're in a stand,
up.
You need come. You catch your gear on in a glove
and a ball that is not out of you know the area they got marked. You've got your fairway and then the rough, and then you've got your spectator. Any ball that goes past that line should be like a foul ball in baseball.
You get it.
If you can stick it in your pocket and take off with it, it's yours.
Oh.
I mean, let's add. Let's make some exciting because golf is the number one napping sport.
Yes, it is. I can tell you've got some redneck in
That's
you.
That's right. Hey, it's red all the way down. Hey, 449, the number 256-737-9951. We're about to head to a break and running. When we come back, one of our favorite segments of the show.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to be way out there again in left field, you know.
In left field.
I don't know if we're
back.
As far out as we have been.
No, it's going to be hard to do that.
Yeah, we're going to be inside the fence.
Yeah. Be right back, folks.
And now, boys and girls, here is what you get when you join the Secret Squadron. This membership card with your very own Secret Squadron number. This official Secret Squadron manual, and this combination badge and decoder. Look, here's how the decoder works. I'll give you a two-word clue, and the second word is in our secret code. The first word is watch. Now, here is the secret code word. Write down these numbers. 17, 3, 20. Now, set your secret decoder like this, for code A3. Then decode this important clue to next week's adventure. If you don't have your decoder badge, here's how you can get one for your very own. First, get a jar of the official Secret Squadron drink, delicious chocolate-flavored Ovaltine, the food drink for rocket power. Then cut out the wax paper disc that covers the Ovaltine jar. And send that disc with your name, your address, to me, Captain Midnight, Box P, Chicago 77, Illinois. That's all. Send no money. It's free to every boy and girl who joins the Secret Squadron. And when you receive your secret decoder badge, membership card with your very own secret squadron number, and 12-page manual, you will be a full-fledged member. Remember, get your Ovaltine, the food drink for rocket power. Hot or cold, it's got what it takes to help you be a leader in your gang. So every day, drink instant Ovaltine.
You know the way prices have been soaring the last few years. Now, who could blame you if you jump to the conclusion that international sterling prices have risen too? But here's the wonderful thing about international sterling. Prices have not gone up. Other leading silver people have raised their prices, but your favorite international sterling pattern costs the same today as in 1944. Why, do you know you can save $20 by getting 8 play settings in an international sterling pattern like Spring Glory rather than some other sterling? Yes, sir. And with that $20, you could buy 8 additional teaspoons. This is international sterling, mind you. Solid silver that is artist-designed, created and finished in jewel-like detail at the hands of master craftsmen. See it at your international sterling dealers. Choose it with pride. Cherish it always. For the solid silver with beauty that lives forever is international sterling. Well, men, now you know how to become an irresistible hit with the ladies. Just fix yourself up a good horoscope.
Do what I did. Get yourself a job in Mr. Jonathan's silverware store selling international sterling spring glory pattern. Gosh, Mr. Smith, I can't keep the ladies away.
Well, I should hope not. Spring Glory is one of the loveliest patterns international sterling has ever created.
Boy, do those gals love me. I bring out my velvet mat and put down a knife, fork, and spoon in the Spring Glory pattern. Then I point out the unusual features, like the openwork on the handle and the way it unfolds into one perfectly carved flower. Why, Mr. Smith, I have those women hanging on my every word.
Yes, especially when you mention the price, I imagine. For international sterling alone among leading silver people has not raised prices since 1944.
Yeah, I guess what you mean, Mr. Smith, that it's it isn't irresistible me. It's irresistible international sterling that brings all those women into Mr. Jonathan's silverware store.
Well, all I know is that no woman can ever resist the solid silver with beauty that lives forever, and that's international sterling.
Welcome back to Sports Talk Live, and that music means it's time for another segment of Out in Left Field, Ronnie.
We are going out in left field. We're going out of the ballpark.
Hey, imagine this.
Imagine that.
All three stories I have today is from the state of Florida.
Oh, it's a rarity that we ever get anything from the state of Florida.
Yeah, I can't imagine anything crazy happening in Florida.
Very few times. It's such a sane
state. Hey, and speaking about in left field, I think when we were going off the air, before that break,
yeah.
I meant to say, stay right with us, folks, or stay with us, folks.
Yeah.
And I think I said folks.
Folks?
Folks. T-H-O-L-K-S, folks.
Is that the way you say it in Bremen?
That's the way we say it when you're reading it.
That is in that there Webster Dictionary. It's a new word added this year.
Stay with us, folks.
Oh, you hadn't been hitting
the ball. If anybody caught that.
You hadn't been hitting the ball.
Only water.
Only water, that's right.
Hey, first story. Out of the state of Florida.
No.
Woman in lingerie attempts to run over cop. Now, the headline's odd enough, but when you read the story, it gets odder. Florida police say a woman wearing only lingerie tried to run over an officer who woke her while she slept in her car. No one was injured, but now, this is a 45-year-old woman. We're not talking about a teenager that, you know, didn't know anybody.
She woke her up, and she was trying to, she was running over him? She was asleep?
She woke up and then attempted to run over the police officer. She was sleeping in her car, which, you know, some people do. Some people live in her car.
They do.
But apparently she got ready for bed and was in Fredericks of Hollywood lingerie. They woke her up. Now, get this. The police smashed her window out because they smelled alcohol, and she was dressed in lingerie. Now, the kicker is all windows were rolled up in her on her car.
Boy.
So how did they smell alcohol?
Man, that's some strong alcohol right there.
But she was taken into custody and charged with aggravated assault and obstructing an officer without violence, whatever that means. But if you have an idea you want to go downtown Coleman and sleep in your car in lingerie, might not be a good idea.
might not work out the best for you. Hey, I got one here, Jason. You've been to this place, the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California.
Oh, yeah.
You have
not a lot good to say about the Rose Bowl.
I was going to say you have bad memories of that,
yes,
don't
sir.
You? For a lot of different reasons. Then you have a bus to break down.
The bus broke down on the trip.
And you had about one bathroom for every 10,000 people,
right,
something like that.
Right. That stadium is so far outdated, I can't even begin to describe it.
And who were you sitting by on the bench? You didn't even know who it was.
Oh, yeah. On the tour, we were happened to run into Bubba from the Rick and Bubba show.
Bill Bubba Bussey.
And he introduced himself. He said, "I'm Bill Bussey, by the way." And I said, "Well, I'm Jason Spiegel." And then he proceeded to tell me he was Bubba from the Rick and Bubba show, and it all came together.
Did you tell him you were Spiegel from Spiegel Contracting? Have you not heard of me?
When he told me his name, Bill Bussey, it meant as much as me telling him I was Jason Spiegel.
Yeah, right.
Because to me, he's Bubba.
He's Bubba, exactly. Oh, man. Well, here's one from Pasadena, California. Man bites off another man's fingertip during Beyonce and Jay-Z concert at Rose Bowl. Police arrested 11 people Saturday night during the Beyonce and Jay-Z concert at the Rose Bowl, including a man accused of biting off the tip of another man's finger after groping the victim's girlfriend, authorities say.
Now, he wasn't going to use that hand anymore.
No, that's right. You got that right. That thing will be in a sling. Won't be anything on there. But, hey, can you imagine, you know, you would think a guy would say, you know, hey, you know, quit that, you know, cut that out, buddy, or, you know, we're going to throw down, I'm going to dot your eyes, you know, I'm going to get the police. I wonder if he told him, said, "If you don't cut that out, I'm going to snap your finger off."
It wasn't Mike Tyson, was it?
No, I don't think it was. But now, hey, you know, it probably may have been a relative.
Ronnie, I think anybody that has been in the Rose Bowl could plead insanity and get off. There's no way he'll be found guilty of anything in that. Because I felt like biting some people's fingers off at night.
But you refrained.
I would have bit somebody's finger off to get out of that
Out of the stadium? Well, this guy, he bit the tip off of this other guy's, you know, this other guy's finger. Just like a snapping turtle. Just snapped it right off.
He won't grope that woman again.
No, he will not.
Wow. Let's go back to Florida. Now,
no.
I'm going to throw two stories together, and I want to use this as just to describe what a wimpy nation we've become. Both stories are crazy, but neither one of them is way out there like the amputation in Birmingham crazy or anything like that. But when you put them together, you can see how wimpy our nation has become. A Florida man is facing charges after he repeatedly called 911 to report that his wife had thrown out his beer, authorities said. Carlos, and I cannot pronounce that last name, so I'm going to leave it off.
Yeah.
Was 49, was charged with misuse of 911 emergency system after calling 911 seven times in 4 hours.
Seven times.
He was upset that his wife had thrown out his beers. He was arrested and released Sunday by Palm Beach County. It was unknown whether he had an attorney, but he was upset about his wife. Now, what happened to the good old days where you and your wife just hashed that out?
Yeah,
hey, my beer is gone.
Right.
What happened to it?
Yeah.
Let's take care of
it. But no, he calls the police. I guarantee you he didn't earn that money that he bought that beer with.
Oh, no,
that's
comes
government
straight,
money.
That comes straight from Mr. Obama.
Yes, I guarantee you. Well, I bet it wasn't cheap beer either.
Most everyone has heard of this story. A four-year-old Russian blue cat named Kush is being quarantined after apparently going berserk inside a Central Florida home. Now, in Coleman, if we have a cat that goes crazy,
we kill it.
Yeah, we take it outside and we're done with it. Not in Florida.
No. What do they do in Florida to them?
They call 911. Police say the feline scratched the owners.
Well,
look at this mark on me right now for my dog. I didn't call 911. I took care of it.
You're a Southern.
The dog is still alive. It scratched their arms, bless their heart,
oh,
and
goodness.
Their legs, causing the couple
do?
retreat to the bedroom where they called 911.
The cat had them pinned down.
The cat had them trapped in their bedroom. And listen to it.
I can believe that, you know, if that was like a Bengal tiger
right.
cat. But
hey, we're talking, I don't know what a Russian blue cat is.
What are we talking about, an 8-pound cat maybe?
And they called 911 from their bedroom where they had been trapped for most of the day. Now, we're talking about a cat. A cat.
A little cat.
Right.
A meow cat.
And cat lovers, as bad as I hate to say it, cats are not worth anything anyway.
I mean, uh-oh.
Guys, I got one to add to your story there.
Yeah. What is it?
Y'all heard that Facebook crashed the other day, and the I think I remember this correctly. I inadvertently said San Francisco, but it was the L.A. 911 office took several calls because Facebook crashed a couple of days ago.
Hey, Jay, I would feel better about calling because of Facebook than with a cat.
True that.
I mean, think about a cat. You ever heard of a police cat? Have you ever heard the police on TV say, come out or we're going to send in the cat?
Cat?
Yeah. There's no need in even naming a cat because
it's just like when somebody's running from the law, you know, and they got those German shepherds on the leashes.
Can you imagine turning a bunch of cats loose on them?
have you ever seen them come bring out with a house cat with a collar on it? You let that thing go, it takes off in the woods.
But these people are trapped for most of the day because their cat went.
Only
crazy.
Thing that made me feel good about it was that they were in a room and they had no air conditioning.
Right.
Their air conditioner was out, and they were just suffocating in that room. They would deserve it.
Cat lovers, no worry. Kush was placed in quarantine for 10 days at a pet shelter.
I guess the next thing, Kush was laid back in a recliner with a remote watching. I wonder if he's watching the dog channel.
The cat channel.
Cat
next.
Channel.
Yeah.
Getting in the refrigerator, getting ham out or turkey. Everybody, the adults there in the bedroom starving to
but
death.
Says a lot for our country, what a wimpy country we have become.
Oh, absolutely. And a Sue Happy company. Hey, I got one, Jason, that I just thought of here. I'm not even looking at it, but I remember some lady, she was suing the zoo because she wanted to pet the lion. She ran her hand in there and it bit her.
Imagine that.
imagine a wild lion, you know, in a zoo, and it's going to bite you.
That was a big cat.
That was a big cat.
She may be on good ground.
That wasn't no house cat.
Yeah. Hey, folks, it's 5:05. We're going to take a quick break and come right back and ask you to call 256-737-9951. Stay with us a little later in the show. We're going to have another clue for Where's Moolah, and Ronnie's going to tell you about a contest we have coming up for football season.
Yeah, hang around.
Hey, stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
We're the all-new Live 95, WRJM-LP, Coleman.
And now, here are Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy. Charlie, where have you been? Well, it's a long story, Bergen. Remember, you said you wanted the car lubricated.
I said I wanted a Guardian maintenance lubrication. Like all Chevrolets, Pontiacs, Oldsmobiles, Buicks, Cadillacs, and Chevy and GMC trucks, our car deserves the best of service. And that means Guardian maintenance at our dealer service department.
Yes, well, I drove our car to our dealers without an accident.
Oh?
Most of the way.
Charlie, where's the car now?
It's on Main Street between 4th and 5th.
Is it closer to 4th or 5th?
It's all the way from 4th to 5th.
All right, young man, you're going to get it now.
I'm only kidding, Bergen. It's just a scratch fender. Our dealer's GM trained mechanics have already got it looking like new again. It's part of their quality appearance service. Shall I still meet you in the woodshed?
You drove the car without permission. It's the woodshed. I'll see you there as soon as I phone the dealer.
Well, take your time. If you're not there in 10 minutes, I'll start without you.
This program is brought to you by the makers of Popsicle, Fudgicle, and Creamsicle, those delicious frozen confections on a stick. Now I have a swell surprise for you. The famous winner of the typical American boy contest has now become Popsicle Pete. And here's a message from him.
Hello, everybody. I sure am glad to meet you. And boy, am I glad I was picked to be the typical American boy. Because now I'm Popsicle Pete. I always wanted to be on the radio. And now I have a chance to tell you about some wonderful presents you can get free. See, you ought to see them. Hundreds of them. You get them just for saving bags from Nifty Popsicle, Fudgicle, and Creamsicle. Some gifts. Even better than Christmas. You can get a wristwatch, a movie camera, table tennis, a wallet, a doll. Gee, lots of gifts. Just save the bags from Popsicle, Creamsicle, and Fudgicle on a handy stick. Boy, do they taste good.
Wholesome, too. And nourishing. Made fresh every day of the finest ingredients. The biggest 5 cents worth anywhere.
And say, kids, get the free illustrated Popsicle gift list at your ice cream store. A free coupon comes with it, worth 10 bags.
Here we go. 56-yarder. Does not have the leg. And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game. He ran the missed field goal back. He ran it back 109 yards. They're not going to keep him off the field tonight.
Really appreciate that, Jason.
Yeah, hey, you gotta hear it over and over and over. It's one of those things.
That makes me want to vomit. Yeah, makes me want to throw up.
One of those things you won't ever get tired of, running.
Yeah, you won't ever get tired of. I was tired of.
Hey, that was played especially for Eddie Gwynn.
It's on now.
Yeah.
It is on for Eddie or for any Alabama fan that wants to call. That's Jason's greatest moment, I guess, in an Auburn win over
Alabama.
That's
right. That rates right up there with my marriage, my two kids being born, and that would be like number four.
Oh, okay. I thought you put them all on the same plane.
No, they're in top. But after that, I'd have to say that Auburn.
Well, you might
could
rate that above Brittany.
And if she's listening, she'll be after
yeah,
you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, that won't be anything new. Oh, Brittany.
Yeah.
As Mike Cutt used to say, I can't believe you played that, though. Hey, folks, if you're an Alabama fan and you're out there, give us a call. Since Jason has played and told us what his greatest memory of an Auburn victory over Alabama, call us. Tell us what your best Alabama win over Auburn is, or what you think the greatest win is. And I know it'll be difficult because there's been so many. You can really pick any of them because, you know, they're all good, but that one was that.
You know, I can remember Auburn 6 years, and I know Alabama had 9, but it was funnier when Auburn had 6. telling some folks that their kid was 5 or 6 years old, and I said, just think, they've never seen Alabama win, and they're still an Alabama fan.
Well, that changed, though, didn't it?
Oh, yeah. It changes, and it'll change again.
I got sick and tired of seeing Tommy Tuberville hold up his finger and a thumb. Now, that's a man that should have had his finger bit off.
Yeah, and there were a lot of Alabama fans.
That would have.
Including, what's his name, the tree poisoning
nut. Harvey Updike.
Yeah, who named his kids what? Alabama. Alabama and something.
Oh, it's just...
Yeah, just out there.
You talk about way over the top, son. That is way over the top. But give us a call. Tell us. We need to put something back on Jason here about...
I don't think any Alabama fans are going to call. I don't think you got...
Oh, we got...
Uh-oh. We got one.
Yeah, uh-huh. Now talk.
So let's welcome to the phone line here. Let's go in and see what old Tally's doing. Tally Johnson. Hey, Tally.
Well, roll tide there, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey, did you hear that, Tally?
Yeah, I heard all about it, yeah. mine was Van Tiffin. That's the only game that me and my brother really come to Slugfest. You know, he's a big Auburn fan.
Yeah, at least your parents did raise one child there with some sense. hey, is Malena Auburn or Alabama fan?
Oh, she's a big Alabama.
Bless her.
Big Alabama. But what I was calling you about, you know me being a world traveler that I am.
Yeah.
I was down in Tallahassee about a month and a half ago. I heard you talking about Tallahassee.
You didn't steal anything from Publix, did you?
No. I've got the story why I ain't done it.
All right, bring it.
What is it?
I was down on a 4,000-acre quail field. That's what this guy done. He was $1 million, you know, with ranch and had about 40-50, you know, dogs and stuff. And I was riding around, he was shooting. And I he's a big Georgia fan though. He graduated from Georgia, he's a big Georgia fan. But he was a big buddy with a chief down there in Florida, in the Tallahassee.
So he had the inside scoop.
He had the inside scoop. Well, what happened is that Winston would go in there and he would get them crowd, you know, whatever they was, he's told. And the guy in that store would pay for his stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Well, the guy wasn't in there that day.
Uh-oh.
And he said he'd just walk out without paying.
Oh.
Don't you think he should have checked that before he walked out?
You know, seemed like he would have, you know. But that's what the inside story was told to me.
That somebody that works there is paying his bill for him?
Yeah, and they wasn't there when he got them.
He got those.
And that
crabs.
Sounds very likely to be true. I mean, I can see that.
I can see that happening.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I still wouldn't walk out until I was sure. You know, sure.
I'm
going
to show them to him and give them the price on it and ask them to spend it.
But Jason, I figured out why the boy's so good though.
Why is that?
And you can tell, and this can go back to relate to Eddie Gwynn.
Oh no!
You know that I call a little bit of football here and there.
Yeah.
But we had to, Hueytown would have their scrimmage games, summer camp up here in Coleman. So we would have to call their scrimmage game. Well, I was standing on the sideline beside Winston. And I shook his hand. I told him, good luck down there at Florida State. And I figured when I shook his hand.
That done it.
That's when he got, I mean, it just went straight physically to his you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
Hey, got one more story, then I'm going to let you go about refereeing. And you know this old boy. You've known him all your life. You probably laid down on the ground so laughing so hard at him. Your stomach started hurting.
Uh-oh. I think I know who you're talking about, but go ahead.
Bart Freeman.
Yeah, that's who I was going to suggest.
Hey, Jason. Was down there at Mortimer Jordan repping a JV game. Well, he was the head ref, he was the wide cap, and I was the umpire. And it was about middle way through the third quarter, and I turned, some boy caught me in the right above the eye with a helmet.
Uh-oh.
Hey, knocked me cuckoo. I mean, I was staggering
crazier
back.
Than you are.
I was staggering back, trying to get my posture. I went down to my knee, you know, and I looked up to see where my buddy was at, see if he was still, he wouldn't watch the game. He was kicked back. he was kicked back. You see his old head flying back before, had
you? Yeah.
Just laughing. Hey, that happened.
Hey, Tally, calling football games, have you ever thrown a flag and hit anybody like they did in the NFL? You're blinded anybody with a flag.
That's one good thing about being an umpire. You might get you might get beat up and banged up every game, but you don't have time to throw no flag. That's the reason umpires are always a nice guy, because them boys always say, hey, you're the best ref out here. You don't throw no flag.
You don't throw it at all.
Are you still calling games?
Oh, yeah. I'm still calling games.
I hear you.
Listen, I'm going to let you go. I gotta get in and get ready and go to work again in the morning.
All right. Roll Tide, Tally.
Hey, Roll Tide, and hey, give my old buddy Donald Joe a shout-out.
Hey, Tally, keep us posted on where you go and who you run into. I know you run into some interesting characters.
All righty, I sure will.
Hey, you're kind of like, you ever watch King of Queens? And then I'll let you go. You ever watch King of Queens?
Yeah, I watch it sometimes.
You're going to be our Doug. You're going to be our Doug.
Okay. Hey, just call me Doug.
Oh, boy.
Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks, Tyler. See you,
buddy. All right.
Hey, Tyler is a storyteller from way back. Yeah. He was telling those stories back when we were in high school.
That doesn't surprise me. That would have been my guess. That was my pick for the best win I remember was Van Tiffin kicking the field goal.
On the flip side of being an Auburn fan, that's probably the most sickening moment that I remember.
Yeah.
And which makes sense for it to be the Alabama
one. Was that 85?
I think so. I think it. Oh, I don't know now.
87?
I don't know. We'll look it up here in just a minute.
We'll have to look at that. I know it was in Birmingham.
I can remember it going through, and I can remember, like I told you the other day, not going to church the next day because of it.
There's a lot of mourning
going
on,
wasn't it?
Lord, forgive me. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man.
Hey, I'm going to run back over the Moolah clue number one, and then we'll go to a break here shortly and come back with another Moolah clue. Moolah clue number one, sponsored by People's Bank. If you're looking, you might want to look in or on one of the tallest buildings in that area. And like I said, that don't help a lot, Ronnie, but it does help some.
You think, is this next one going to be better?
I don't know if it's going to be any better or not. But
it's just another clue. Hey, when you're giving away money, who cares if the clues are good or not?
It's free money and free clues.
That's right. So you ought to have to work for it.
And I'm not going to tweet out a picture. I learned my lesson
You learned
on
your
that.
Lesson with Cindy.
I tweeted a picture out, and Cindy, about the time I posted it, she was claiming the money.
She was in hot pursuit, wasn't
she? Yes, sir. Going to go to a quick break. We'll be back with Where's Moolah?
Every one of you undoubtedly has a headache or pain remedy that you swear by. But haven't you noticed that on some occasions it fails you? That there are times it does not seem to work? On these occasions, let me suggest that you try Anacin, for here is a remedy that I'm sure won't fail you. You'll find the fastest and most complete relief in Anacin you've ever experienced. The reason is simple. Anacin contains not one pain-soothing agent alone, but four. One of which is in all probability the remedy you now customarily take to relieve pain. You can get Anacin at your druggist for a few cents. Your money back if you're not pleased. I'll spell the name. A-N-A-C-I-N.
They'll know you've arrived when you drive up in the 1958 Edsel, the car that's truly new from nameplate to taillights. New from the front. New from the side. New from the rear. Only Edsel has the sleek, clean line design that sets it apart from the look-alike cars. And it combines new looks with the newest V8 engines in the world, the big new Edsel 400 and the power-packed Edsel 475. It is unlikely you have ever driven a car with so much real, usable power as the Edsel. And with Edsel's exclusive Teletouch Drive, you drive more safely, more easily than you ever have before. Because both hands can stay at the wheel while the Edsel shifts electrically. There's even the added luxury of new Edsel air suspension that's just like riding on air, because you are. And remember, of all the medium-priced cars, car for car, across the board, The 1958 Edsel is the one that's new and the lowest price, too. So see your Edsel dealer.
Welcome back once again to Sports Talk Live 521, and the music once again. If you follow this running, you know what it means.
That's a little moolah music, little Pink Floyd money.
People's Bank presents Where's Moolah? Clue number two. Clue number two is, and this is it's running. This is ain't going to help a whole lot, but hey,
well, that's the way we want it.
Like you said, it's free money.
Y'all have to work for it.
If you are looking, you might look somewhere that is familiar to a lot of homes. Now, when I say familiar to a lot of homes, something a lot of homes has. Now, I'm not going to go any further, but not every home, but probably, what do you say, 50%, 40%, 50%?
Oh, easily.
If you're looking, you might look somewhere that a lot of it is familiar to a lot of homes. In other words, a lot of homes have something like this.
Yeah.
And it's I'm not going to go any further because I'm going to give it away.
Yeah, that's a good clue.
Yeah, so
that's a good one right there. But, again, still a little bit offended by the clip that you played.
We'll make it up.
Yeah, you're going to have to even it out there. You know, I'm going to have to...
Before we get off today, we'll throw a little penalty.
I'm going to have to throw a penalty flag in there or something.
Throw it in a face mask.
throw it in your face.
Hey, Ronnie, a lot of grief, and we all know in our neck of the woods, and that is a redneck term, and I said it without thinking, in our neck of the woods.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which means, if anybody from the north is listening, that means in our vicinity. The Alabama-Auburn rivalry tops all by far, I mean... When you're born, you declare either blue and orange or red and white. What are some of the top rivalries?
What I have here is a list of top 10 rivalries. And now, again, many people everybody can come up with a different variation. They may not have but half as many of the top 10 picks as someone else has. So there's no exact science to which is the top 10 all-time rivalries in college football. So here is a list of those. Let's start at the bottom and work our way up. The number 10 most intense or best rivalry is Florida against Florida State. Number 9, Oregon State. Number 8 is USC and Notre Dame. Number 7, Clemson and South Carolina. Number 6, again, we got a Florida, and this time it's Florida and Georgia. Remember, number 10 was Florida and Florida State. The fifth top rivalry game, which being here in the South, this one means absolutely zero to me, is Utah and BYU.
Oh, that's a rivalry.
That's a knockdown, drag out, son.
You want to make sure your kid is brought up either Utah or BYU.
That's right.
The reason for that is religion.
That's what I was going to say, son. The Mormons
religion
are,
and football.
The Mormons are throwing down right here, son, with Utah and BYU. Number 4 rivalry. Army, Navy. Big rivalry.
Oh, yeah.
Number 3, Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah, I can go with that one.
Is that the Red River shootout? Number 2, and whoever did this has no clue.
No clue, because I know who's coming.
That's right. The number 2 is Alabama-Auburn rivalry. Now, can you pick, and you may not heard them all. I can go through them quickly. The number 1 rivalry in college football?
I'm going to say, I don't know. I imagine Michigan has got thrown in there.
Michigan is one of the teams.
It's either Michigan, Michigan State, or Michigan, Notre Dame. No.
No, neither one.
Who?
Ohio State, Michigan.
Oh, get out of here.
Can you believe
get
that?
Get out of here.
Again, 10 people could pick this, and they'd have 10 different variations. Again, quickly, Florida, Florida State, Oregon, Oregon State, USC, Notre Dame, Clemson, South Carolina, Florida, Georgia, Utah, BYU, Army, Navy, Texas, Oklahoma, Alabama, Auburn, Ohio State, Michigan.
I don't understand that one.
No, I don't either. How could any – again, now I've never been to an Ohio State-Michigan game, but I would beg to differ that if those two were being shown on national TV, the Alabama-Auburn game would be carrying a lot more folks than Ohio State-Michigan.
And
Michigan.
Where is Ohio State-Michigan?
Where have they been? What's
where
Ohio
they,
State
where
recently
they rank
done?
When they play?
Yeah, exactly. And Michigan. What's Michigan done recently?
Right.
Nothing.
Ohio State choked it up last year.
Yeah.
Thankfully. And
I hope they don't. I hope they're undefeated. I hope they're playing in a national championship game.
The odds of that are very good looking at their schedule.
Oh, as usual. Which, you know, Urban Meyer, he'll get it done.
Oh, yeah. He'll cry his way into
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, and he'll stay there and coach as long as he's got really good talent. And then when his talent starts to run out, he'll have an illness come about. And
Mr. Urban Tim Tebow carried Urban Meyer.
Oh, absolutely.
What happened to Tim Tebow? I mean, what happened? Was the talent just not there?
No.
Was the NFL just a different game?
No, he just didn't have the talent. He couldn't throw the football.
Right.
You know, bottom line. He could have stayed in the NFL if he would have chosen to play somewhere else.
Yeah.
Man, put him at a tight end.
But he just refused to play anywhere else.
Refused
to play
anywhere
quarterback
else.
Or
nothing at all. And now it's nothing at all.
My way or the highway.
So you can watch him on your DirecTV on the SEC network because
right,
he will
right.
be on there.
Ronnie, I've got something lined up for you, just for you and for if there are any Alabama fans listening.
They're out there everywhere. They're all across the country.
So, Jay, if you're at the controls, can you hit that for us, please?
1985, the kick. Since Bama passed Auburn, Paul Kennedy and Doug Layton had the final two plays.
15 seconds to go. Again from the 46. Fell in motion. Shula keeping a back in for protection. Looks. Set. Looking. Dumping. Open. Richardson. Head to the boundary, Greg. Head to the boundary. Get out of bounds. He does. 35-yard line. 6 seconds to go. Let's bring on the field goal unit.
Got to. There's only time for one more play. The ball's at the Auburn 36. So it's going to be about a 52-yard attempt. The 52-yard attempt will be it for Van Tippen.
This would win the game. A 52-yard try. The clock will not start till the ball is snapped. There is the snap. The kick. It is in the air. It has tipped. It's good! It's good!
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
It's good.
Van Tippen has won the ball game.
Alabama has beaten Auburn. Van Tippen has kicked a 52-yard field goal. And the state of Alabama is crimson.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jay. Thank you, Jason, for being a fair and balanced player there.
That took a lot.
Hey, if you're an Alabama or an Auburn fan and you remember what you were doing at the moment of that kick, give us a call. Tell us what you were doing. If you passed out.
I passed out shortly.
You passed out? Okay.
Not from drinking, but from the kick.
You started drinking after the kick.
trying to wipe that one out of my mind.
Oh, boy. That's a great memory right there.
Okay, let's run back over People's Bank, where is Moolah clues, and then we'll go to a break, come back, and take care of a few other things. Clue number one was, if you're looking, you might look in or on one of the tallest buildings in that area. Number two is, if you're looking, you might look at something that is familiar to a lot of homes. In other words, a lot of homes.
You're going to give it away.
Has something like this.
You're trying, aren't you?
I'm trying. So. Okay, 5:30, which means it's time for a break. We'll be right back with more Sports Talk Live.
Thank goodness for Van Tiffin.
We'll be right back.
love, kids eat Armor hot dogs.
Fat kids, skinny kids, kids who climb on hot dogs.
Even kids with chicken pox love hot dogs.
Armor hot dogs.
The dog kids love to fight. Picking it up on the old banjo, put on the mustard and away we go.
Meanwhile, imagine, if you please, four airplane engines, their propellers whirling at 2,000 revolutions per minute. Now imagine the pull on those engines, the vibration it means. Such vibration would be staggering to the flying instruments of the plane and to the nerves of the crew. Yes, it would be, but for one seemingly simple device, rubber engine mounts, which cushion the engine and isolate that vibration. Now, engine mounts made of rubber cemented to steel. Some time ago, a cement was developed to do that job. It was a cement made of natural rubber. But recently, with natural rubber so scarce, a cement made of synthetic rubber had to be developed. So Goodyear, with 20 years' experience in synthetic rubber, took the job on itself. It wasn't easy. Many had failed before. It took months of experiment. It meant going the long way around, making synthetic rubber, turning it into powder, then turning the powder into a liquid of amazing adhesive power. But as has happened so often before, Goodyear leadership in rubber research led to success. Goodyear developed the new rubber-to-metal cement made of synthetic rubber, and so strong it keeps metal and rubber fast together, even under the terrific strain of a powerful airplane engine or a rolling tank. Thus, another achievement of Goodyear rubber research for the benefit of the public. And this achievement is but one of many, even greater public benefits still to come from Goodyear's magnificent new research laboratory. For here it's the law that every Goodyear product must be better today than it was yesterday, better tomorrow than it is today.
Here's your ball game. Nick Marshall stands in, steps up. He's going to throw downfield, just a home run ball, and it is tipped off. And Lewis caught it on the touchdown. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Lewis is going to score. Touchdown, Auburn. Touchdown, Auburn. A miracle in Jordan Hare. A miracle in Jordan Hare. 73 yards, and the Tigers, with 25 seconds to go, lead 43-38.
Oh man, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about Tony. All I can say is hard work pays off. Without my teammates, it wouldn't be possible. Without trusting my coach, it wouldn't be possible. We believe.
Oh man, Jason is. He's back at it again.
Hey, we rolling now, that, and it ain't the time.
That was Auburn. That was Auburn defeating Georgia.
The miracle at Jordan Hare. I was there that night. Never seen anything like it. Probably never see anything like it again.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we've gone from fair and balanced to the scales are teetering again.
We've still got 25, 26 minutes left in the show, so if we can find another Alabama highlight.
Oh, yeah.
Not a lot of highlights.
We can do a whole show of Alabama highlights. We can do a season of Alabama
Ronnie,
highlights.
Honestly, when Nick Marshall threw that ball, I thought, hey, it's over. Let's pack it up.
It was.
Go to the house. Yeah. The SEC championship is no longer in the picture. Alabama's back in it.
Yep.
And I don't know, God intervened or something.
Oh, there's no, yeah, you know, there is no question whatsoever that there was a higher power involved in that decision whatsoever.
Hey, the Roll Tiders are out in force.
As well they should be. We're getting hammered right here.
We've got old number 22 joining us.
Yeah, you're going to pay now, big boy.
Hey, welcome again, Eddie.
Hey, thanks, Jay. You got to remind me when you guys are on. I get too busy. Tally just texted me and asked me if I'd called you and told me what the subject was.
Hey, I have used your name three or four times. And actually,
oh, he's
didn't
been hammering you.
No, don't listen to Ronnie. He's not going to tell you the truth.
I know he's been hammering me. He always does. It's a part of it. So, it's the best memory of the Alabama-Auburn game.
Right. What would be your number one memory? And I know it's an Alabama win, but which one?
It's got to be two, probably. Simply because I was both times I was at Jacksonville State, and we had half Alabama, half Auburn crowd, so it was going back and forth so much. But it had to be the kick.
Oh, yeah.
Also, wrong way bow.
Wrong way bow. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And so I think it has to come back to those two. Now, the kick at my fraternity house, I just remember because, you know, at Jackson State, our fraternity was just a bunch of ex-jock rednecks. So that we were. It wasn't like the guys prepped up at Alabama or anything like that.
You weren't over at the Red Rooster, were you?
Not at that time, but I probably was immediately after. But Larry's actually one of my friends on Facebook. I think I studied for finals there every semester.
Oh, you did?
No wonder it took me 7 years to get out.
You graduated cum laude then, didn't you?
Yeah, it did. You know, everybody asked me if I'm a doctor. I go, no, they just finally decided to quit taking my money.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, you know, the kick was so big because we had no shot. And just, you know, to watch Shula lead in the play, get out of bounds, Greg, and Rick got outside, you know, and stopped it when Van came out and kicked it. You know, I think we were just – it felt almost as good as bad as it felt last year when I watched that fiasco in person, you know. it was just that kind of thing. You know, it was over. We had no shot. And then all of a sudden, a miracle happened.
That's right.
Hey, Eddie, I did go to church the next day after the game last year. The kick, if you've been listening, you know I skipped church the next day.
No, did you? Yeah. Well, the crazy part about it, Ronnie, if you list Auburn fans, they beat us by about 100. You know, I think I remember having a lead with about 2 minutes left.
Oh,
and I swear, you think we would have just got totally dominated, you know, and destroyed for this 1 second.
The beautiful thing about that, Eddie, is even this year, most people can't tell you the score. The only thing they can tell you is who won, and you know who won. So,
and how many times do I have to see the replay about it? You know, if it was such a beatdown, you know, I still see the replay like every freaking day. Do you remember this one? Sorry about it. It's kind of like, dude, it's like we saw it. I don't know if I told you about my buddy calling it. I think I told you that last week before the kick.
No, I didn't. You didn't tell us that one.
We're up in the stands, and he's like, you know, we saw the 1 second. Of course, I'm happy. I'm like, because I went to college. One of my ex-fraternity brothers is the backup kicker. Went to the high school that his kids went to, so they went to school together. And he's telling me about him bombing these 60-yarders, you know. So I'm like, this kid is about to have a Daniel Moore moment. And we didn't have a Daniel Moore moment. It just wasn't the one I wanted.
Right. Yeah.
And so my boy beside me, that I always go to the game with, he looked at me and said, you know, I hope Nick has got them prepared for a return here. And I looked at him, I said, you're a freaking idiot. There's no way Nick's going to allow this ball to be returned. I will not say on the air what I called him after I saw it go up the sideline, but he called it before it happened.
Was that not a horribly sickening? I was watching on TV, so I wasn't there in person. But, hey, Eddie, at what point in time of that kick and that return start, did you say, this game is over? They're going to win the ball game.
I think it was probably about the 30-yard. I think when, I can't remember who our tight end was, missed him, and it was up to our kicker. It was just, you know, it was over. And you just sat there, and if you could have been in the Alabama section, which, you know, Jason didn't have the living opportunity to be where I was sitting.
I wasn't far away from you, though, come to find out. If I had known you were that close, I would have paid you a visit.
No, you wouldn't have that 1 second left, even though y'all beat us by 100. You know, about 1 second left. But as you have never seen a group of people completely just their whole attitude changed over the last 2 minutes of the game. All I could do is walk down to the Auburn people in front of them and say, one heck of a game and congratulations. Uh-huh. I think that was the best thing you could do about it because it was just, you know, it was so astonishing that you couldn't write, you still wasn't real, you know, in your head that what I just saw happened.
I was watching it on TV and they would pan the camera and basically every Alabama fan, you know, their mouth was open, their hands up over their head, you know, just like they were in complete shock.
you just didn't know what to do. How did we turn this into an Auburn call, by the way? Jason has this good way of spinning
it. I'm just letting y'all go.
Bo was so dumb he went the wrong way. That's more like
that's the one you want to talk about, wasn't it?
Yeah, you know.
I wasn't saying a word, Eddie.
Was Bo, another one that really sucked was Bo over the top after that streak was broke.
Yes.
That one killed me as well. If you want to talk about ones that killed me. That time, you know, it's just like you guys hadn't beat us in like 10 years.
And that was the 10th year, and I couldn't wait to get back to school because I was actually in school at that time, and I couldn't wait to get back to school to see a lot of my friends.
I'm sure after
a lot of them didn't come that Monday.
I'm sure. You know, it's kind of like I was still in school when Jacobs lost to Mississippi State that year. I remember I had a date, I had to break it. Yeah. I was dating a Warnke girl from Vinemont, Tammy Warnke at the time of the caller.
So oh, I know her.
Do you?
Yeah.
I said, I'm too distraught. I can't go.
Yeah. I'm sure she took that well.
She did because she was an Auburn fan, so it made her happy.
Oh.
So it worked out.
Hey, Eddie, yeah. I will say one thing. At least you did go down and tell the Auburn folks great game or whatever you said. Unlike a lot of people, both Auburn and Alabama, that think this thing is a life and death situation, when it's a ball game,
absolutely was.
Let's not kill each other over it. Let's have fun with it and do kind of like me and you do, aggravate each other. Yeah, we'll get aggravated every once in a while, but at the end of the day, we're still friends.
Yeah, and you know, and after the game, most of it was class between the two. And I think I told you the other day about the kid saying the end of the Georgia, telling his dad, telling the kid. Did I tell you this one about the end of the Georgia game and the Auburn game he never seen in his life?
I don't think he did.
You know, guy's walking out with his son, and his son's probably 8 years old. He said, "You don't have a clue of what you just experienced between the Georgia and Alabama game." He said, this is thing that you will never, ever, ever see in your life, two games in a row, which he's 100% correct. There's no way. You know, God loves Auburn in 2013, is all I expect.
It's the way Nick Marshall's been living.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, Jason. You have figured it out. Let's go burn one and throw it deep. Somebody going to catch.
Hey, did you hear Nick Marshall, his comments after the game? And even being an Auburn fan, I had to laugh at this one.
I couldn't understand them.
The best I could understand is he said that he saw that his man, well, no, back up to the huddle, said that he told him to throw him the ball, he would make a play, and saw that his man had a step on the defenders. And so he just threw the ball up.
And it was 4th and 18 at that time.
So I underthrew him about 3 steps and got tipped up in the air and got him to see it, but somehow it landed in his hand. We called that one in the hump. You throw it 3 yards short.
Yeah.
He's going to tip it. He's not going to bat it down. He's going to tip it up, and you're not going to see it, but you're going to do a blind catch.
That's like playing in the backyard on Sunday afternoon.
Last year, 3 steps was pretty close for Nick Marshall in the passing game.
That's true. But could you imagine how big that Georgia play would have been if the kickoff return or the field goal return wouldn't have happened? You know, that play in the Georgia game's kind of been forgotten a little bit because of how big the next week was.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And my son is 20. I don't even know how old he is now. He's 23.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt a lot like the guy you were talking about and thinking he came to those last 2 games with us. We had 4 season tickets. He came to the last couple of games, and I'm thinking, hey, he's never going to see anything like this again. Me either.
He won't. You know, you're right. I won't. You know, I won't either. I mean, I was sitting at my parents watching the Auburn-Georgia game, and I remember when the play happened, I just kind of looked at him and said, these have to be the luckiest people I have ever seen. And, you know, my mother's one of those good fans, and she pulls for both state teams. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This has got the SEC all over it. I go, if Auburn loses, they're done. You know?
I would like to say that I'm one of those good fans that can pull for both sides.
You could be lying. You could be lying. Be like me. My favorite team's Alabama, second whoever plays all. I'll tell anybody that. You know.
Oh, man.
All right, really is Jacksonville State's my favorite, but when it comes to big-time football.
There you go.
Eddie, one more thing before you get off, and I can think of 2 teams. Is there anybody that if Auburn plays them on any given day, nothing on the line for Alabama, that you're going to pull for Auburn against? Because I can think of two teams.
I have pulled for Auburn one time in my life.
One time.
Okay.
Wow.
This takes us way back, Jason. Because back then, you know, that's when we were lined with the Sugar Bowl. And if Georgia, and we went the year before, so they'd substitute it. So if you went the year before, you couldn't go. And Georgia was playing Auburn, and we needed Auburn to win to go to the Sugar Bowl. And so I guess the truth be known, if it would, let's say, for instance, affect Alabama in progressing to the next game, it would be very hard. But, yes, I would pull for Auburn, but only in that situation. So
you,
yes,
wouldn't, you would never pull for Auburn if Alabama didn't have anything on the line. If Alabama's sitting here at 2-10.
No. If Alabama took the year off.
Okay, you are worse than I am.
Okay. Unless it's going to help Alabama, they took the year off, I wouldn't. Now, you know, I hate the Yankees so bad, but if they played the Yankees in baseball, I'm going to pull for the Yankees, okay?
I will pull for Alabama against Florida State and Oklahoma. That's the only two, but I will pull for Alabama against them.
You know,
I did have to grin last year.
You know, I'd still have to pull for Notre Dame, and that would kill me. That would be tough. That would be a tough one there. But, yeah, it's ugly. It is ugly.
All right.
But, you know, we always have to be honest.
That's right. Honest, you can't be anything else.
I know. But one thing about it, if we lose, I'll be class about the loss. You know, as I told you guys last year, here I am, wear me out. As soon as my phone gets sailed back, and as soon as it got sailed back, oh, my God, y'all, you guys beat me.
Yeah.
You know, thank goodness my cell ran out.
You might have brought some of that on, though.
I brought it all on. You know, there wasn't no doubt about that.
Oh.
I brought it on. But it was, but, you know, if you play the game, you got to be able to take the abuse that goes along with it.
Hey,
that's
it.
Can't do.
That's it, Eddie.
Hey, and we're going to have a football picking contest, and want you to get in. Ronnie's going to tell us about it. Pitching to go to a break, but when we come back, Ronnie's going to fill us in on that. The winner at the end of the year is going to get some type of prize we'll come up with, but we better see number 22 on that.
You got it, brother. You got it. Remind me on Tuesday and Thursday, because I do get busy.
Yeah, we'll keep plugging it.
All right, boy. All right, you guys.
Hey,
be good.
Thanks,
hey,
Eddie.
See you, Eddie. Thanks, man.
Good talk to you.
All right.
Eddie, always a blast talk to him. Yeah. He is an Alabama fan.
And he's a knowledgeable one, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he knows his football.
Yeah, he's not just ignorant.
Yeah. He's not Harvey Updike.
Yeah.
Although he might have some of the same actions.
He's up some Agent Orange.
Okay, folks, it's time for a fast break, and we will come back and wrap it up. Ronnie's going to tell you how you might be able to get a little free food or something. So.
Yeah, if you want to call in, still, give us a call, 737-9951.
We'll be right back with you.
Dr. Weir's mystery will be continued shortly. Say, by the way, Doctor, is mystery your sole pleasure?
Young man, what could be more pleasant than mystery?
Well, music, for instance.
Why, of course. Have you ever heard my clanking of chains?
Doctor, I'm afraid you've got me wrong. I mean the kind of music men hum or whistle when they feel on top of the world. And gentlemen, one of the many things that give you that tip-top feeling is the pleasure of being well-dressed. Perfect taste is a criterion. And in hats, there's nothing smarter than an Atom. From stem to stern, your Atom hat gives off that look of quality. You see quality in the carefully molded shape, and in the richness of the genuine all-fur felt, and in the subtle color shade. Next time you pass an Atom hat store or authorized dealer, stop in and try on an Atom. Once you see and wear an Atom hat, you'll agree that today, as before, Atom is one of America's outstanding hat values. Now, the good Dr. Weir.
Hi, Charlie. What you watching?
Ballet.
Oh, how is it?
Too soon to tell. So far, it's been nothing but dancing. But I'll watch it anyway to show Starkist my good taste.
But surely, Starkist don't want tuners with good taste. Starkist wants tuners that taste good.
Hey, that's for me.
Sorry, Charlie.
Only good-tasting tuna get to be Starkist. Good-tasting 100% prime fillet.
This is good-tasting tuna.
Get Starkist tuna.
Note the name. Starkist.
Welcome back once again to Sports Talk Live, 95.5, Coleman's independent radio station, 551 and running 9 minutes, and we're going to wrap this thing up for a Tuesday.
9 minutes and another day's gone.
That's it. Life is slipping away.
Yeah, getting younger every day, Jay.
Hey, Ronnie, we're going to have a football pick'em contest, I guess you would say. You want to tell us, fill our listeners
in? Sure.
There?
Yeah, I'll mention that, and then we'll talk about it again, you know, several nights or several afternoons we'll do the show. But my son Wesley has set up an account on ESPN where you can pick, and ESPN will choose the games, and if we can pick the winners there. So anybody and everybody can play on this, but you must have an ESPN account. And I mean, they don't cost anything. They're
right.
Free. But you have to set that up. But what you would do, just once you set your account up, you go to ESPN.com, then look for the tab, I guess, for lack of a better word, of fantasy and games.
Oh, that could get dangerous.
Yes, it could. It sure could. But once you click on fantasy and games, you just scroll down. The title of our group, and that's what they're called, their groups, is Sports Talk Live 95.5. That's the name of our group. That's easy enough. So just scroll down. Again, go to ESPN, set up your account if you haven't done so. Find fantasy and games, and I think it's over on the right-hand side of your screen. Then scroll down. I think it'll be like college pick'ems, and then look for Sports Talk Live 95.5, and that will be our group. What we would like to do, if we can get at least, and I don't think we'll have a problem doing it, if we can get at least 25 people to play, then we can have a little prize winner each week. You know, maybe from a local restaurant or something,
right.
You know, something along those lines. And then at the end of the year, the person who has the most points, total points, will be our big winner, and we'll do something, you know, kind of like maybe we do for Where's Moolah for the, you know, the overall winner, because you'll get points each week, you know, by the games you get correct.
And it's nothing you have to be a brain surgeon to do, or
no.
We would be out of it.
No, absolutely not.
Hey, and family members are welcome to play this, because there's no possible way.
No way. And you,
rigorous.
So we get to play.
That's right.
And, yeah. And our families. And
so join up and put it on us. I'm sure it won't be very difficult to beat me at it. but I will definitely sign up. Well, actually, I already got an ESPN account, if
yeah.
I can remember my password.
Well, there you go.
What's
you
the deal with passwords?
I don't know. You may have put Tyler on that.
Yeah. I've got a secure safe or some odd name, something to remember my passwords, but I can't remember the
password
to
get into it. You got that right. But, hey, that's just something we want to try to do here during college football season, give us something to talk about each every Tuesday, and then we can update it on Thursday and tell what the standings are. So, hey, join in, play with us, have some fun, and let's see if you can, you know, win the big prize at the end.
This may be something that we don't know yet, but do you know, is it just the outright winner, or the games picked against the Vegas line?
It's just outright winner.
So
that's all it is.
Hey, if nothing else, you can blindfold yourself.
That's, yeah.
And go down through there and pick them.
Yeah, I'm about 99.9% sure it's just, you know, outright winner.
Okay, good deal.
So that'd be good.
Hey, want to remind everyone, if you missed part of today's show or want to hear part of it again, you can do so by visiting live95coleman.com. You can click on the On Demand tab on the website and hear any of the shows. You can hear today's show or the first show we done.
Yeah, they're all archived on there under Show Demand, I believe is what it is. Yeah, on the
shows
on the
demand.
Radio website.
Visit the live95coleman.com website to do that. Visit us on Facebook, Coleman Sports Talk. Follow us on Twitter. Whatever you can do, follow us somewhere else. You need to get on Twitter, because Twitter...
That's Coleman Sports, at Coleman
at
Sports,
Coleman
right?
Sports on Twitter. You need to get that if you are a regular listener. or for that matter, just a casual listener, because you never know when a clue might come across that you don't get on
there. There you go. So. And now, is that not how you got hooked up with Campus Insider?
Right. Right, and good thing you reminded me of that. Thursday afternoon, hopefully, if not, I'm waiting word on that. Thursday afternoon, 4:45, Campus Insider national website will be visiting with us, giving us thoughts on the football season ahead.
Oh, that's great. A couple of other things that's coming up, you know, on down the pike. One, we're going to be at Grumpy's August the 28th.
Hey, let's pack Grumpy's out.
Phil Grumpy's, let's have the fire marshal basically come in and shut it down.
That's right. should be a good night. We'll come up with some games, maybe some cornhole boards.
I would say we can have some cornhole boards there.
And speaking of cornhole, August 23rd, hoping to put together Live 95 and Sports Talk Live come together for a cornhole tournament.
Yeah, and hey, if you hear this or you read it, you see it, tell somebody else about it. Tell two or three other people. Maybe they'll tell two or three more so we can get a big crowd out there to play.
First place, guaranteed payout of $300 in that one, right?
Can we play?
We might. Me and you might team
up.
So no danger of us winning.
No, because I've never played.
It'd be a donation. Tax deductible.
Hey, but yeah, sure enough, tell your friends, tell your family, you know, tell your buddies, whatever, that and try to get them to participate on that day.
Still looking for a site to have that, so if anybody's got any ideas, throw it my way. Need a little room, a indoor bathroom. Doesn't matter if we play outside, but we do need a rest area, as you might say.
Can you play that in a parking lot?
Yeah, you can play it anywhere.
It'll be smoldering though, won't it?
Yeah, it'll be hot. So
parking lot's not the ideal place in August.
Not ideal, but if you're desperate, you'll play.
Desperate times call for desperate measures. But that's coming up. Also Thursday we got Rex Chambers. Rex will be back with us, giving us the local fishing report around the 5:30.
What happened to Rex last week?
He forgot it. And I forgot.
I see where we rank.
You got that right, and I forgot to text him. So there you go. You know, I forgot to remind him. So he'll be back with us Thursday, because I will be certain to text him during the day on Thursday.
There you go. A lot of things coming up, and a lot of chances to win prizes and so forth. But again, visit live95coleman.com. Visit Live 95 during the week. Live 95.5 during the week.
Turn your radio. Tune your radio into 95.5.
Some music you won't hear just anywhere.
Anywhere. That's right.
I was delighted to pull into the parking lot today, and old Ronnie was jamming out to Bob Dylan you had on? Which was on the station, but, you know.
It was Bob Dylan at one time. I don't know what I was listening to then, and it may have been them. I don't know.
I got a trivia question for you. So this infamous SEC network that you guys keep talking about, you know, that
yes,
it's like the biggest TV channel ever known to man now.
It will be.
What day does it launch?
August 14th, I believe.
And is it launching with
94% sure.
With an actual football? I guess not an actual football game. It'll be like historical football games,
right.
But then they'll really kick off the night we're all at Grumpy's, right?
Right. Right. That'll be the first game, Texas A&M,
Carolina. Tell us the games again before we get out of here.
There you go. Texas A&M, South Carolina that night on the ESPN network. Auburn, Arkansas on Saturday on the SEC network. So if you don't have SEC network, you're going to miss some games.
But there will be a game on at Grumpy's from where they're.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Sweet.
And we will be getting out of there about the time they're kicking off so everybody can enjoy their football.
Yeah, that's right. Great. Hey, come join us.
Hey, folks, we're wrapping it up for a Tuesday. Again, visit us wherever you can, Facebook, Twitter, or just stop by and see us.
But absolutely.
Hey, we'll see you Thursday, and remember, Campus Insider will be visiting us. Until then, we're going to get out of here. Thanks for listening in.
Thanks, guys. See you, Jason. See you, Jay.
go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? I stand here on the edge of the scene. Out the doorway, push right to the sound of me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Live 95, WRKM-LP, Coleman.